This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. Clashes have broken out and at least four people have been killed along the Colombia-Venezuela border as supporters of opposition leader Juan Guaido attempted to bring humanitarian aid into Venezuela. Riot police fired tear gas and are blocking a bridge between Colombia and Venezuela. Protesters repeatedly tried to get past the line of police and soldiers. At least two people were killed in clashes with security forces along the country's border with Brazil. Two more were reported killed later in the day. Embattled President Nicolas Maduro told thousands of supporters in Caracas that he has broken diplomatic relations with Colombia. Maduro also said that all Colombian diplomats have to leave his country within 24 hours. Millions of Venezuelans have fled the oil-rich nation because of a lack of goods, services, and medical care. Maduro says there is no humanitarian crisis in his country and that any aid is part of a plan to overthrow his government. Vote counting is underway in Nigeria's hotly contested presidential election that was marred by violent outbreaks in the northeastern and southern parts of the oil-rich nation. President Muhammadu Buhari was among the first of the country's more than 72 million eligible voters to cast a ballot in his hometown of Daura when the polls opened Saturday morning. Despite reports of occasional violence, there appeared to be no significant disruptions across the West African country. Some polling stations opened so late in the day, however, that voting in affected areas could be extended to Sunday. Voting hours were also extended in some areas Saturday due to ballot machine malfunctions. Buhari and his primary opponent, businessman Atiku Abubakar, both said they were confident of winning the election, which was delayed 1 week by logistical problems. This is VOA News. Transparency was the focus of the third day of the Vatican Summit on clerical sexual abuse by members of the Catholic Church. German Cardinal Reinhard Marx said the Church had obscured sexual abuse cases. Sabina Castelfranco has more from Rome.
After bishops spent 2 days reflecting on the issues of responsibility and accountability, the head of the church in Germany, Cardinal Reinhard Marx, used his speech to call for more traceability and transparency.
Stipulated procedures and processes for the prosecution of offenses were deliberately not complied with, but instead cancelled or overridden. The rights of victims were effectively trampled underfoot and left to the whims of individuals.
Pope Francis, who has come under intense pressure over the failure to deal with increasing cases of clerical sexual abuse, will close the summit on Sunday with a mass attended by all participants and a final speech. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
Grammy-winning singer R. Kelly appeared in court in Chicago Saturday and was ordered held on $1 million bond on charges he sexually assaulted four women, including three teenagers, AP's Julie Walker reports.
Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox says three of the four victims were between the ages of 13 and 17 years old at the time, and they have at least one video showing R. Kelly knew it.
In the video, the victim repeatedly says she is 14 years old.
Fox says that video shows sexual intercourse. R. Kelly's lawyer, Steve Greenberg, says the four alleged victims are lying.
He did not force anyone to have sex. He's a rock star. He doesn't have to have non-consensual sex.
Kelly's been trailed for decades by allegations he violated underage girls. I'm Julie Walker.
Thousands of yellow vest protesters took to the streets across France on Saturday for a 15th straight weekend of demonstrations. Their aim was to re-energize supporters while tamping down on violence and anti-Semitism in the movement's ranks. Police clashed with demonstrators near the Eiffel Tower in Paris, while local authorities in the French city of Clermont-Ferrand urged residents to avoid downtown, where 2,500 yellow vest protesters clashed with police. Elsewhere, activists blocked access to an Amazon platform in the southwestern city of Toulouse. The protests started in November to oppose fuel tax hikes, but have expanded into a broader public rejection of French President Emmanuel Macron's economic policies, which protesters say favor businesses and the wealthy over ordinary French workers. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd. VOA News.